I've talked to Gino a couple of times. You know, he was in the, you know, doing the telecast, the broadcast on the radio, and they'd ride the buses and stuff. And, you know, in the line at the airport before getting on the plane, he would come over a couple of times and you know, tell me, you know, I think I'm doing a good job and all that stuff. And I talked to him, tell him all the stuff I've heard about him and how good of an athlete he was and how, you know, special he is to this organization. And it's just cool to meet a guy like that who is a very nice guy and obviously an unbelievable player and a Patriot Hall of Famer. And, you know, you read about him in our media guides we get weekly, and just cool to have someone like that on your side. Yeah, I mean, kicking was obviously a lot harder back then. The fields were probably mush. I doubt the snapping and the holding was as consistent. They probably didn't practice at it as much as we do and specialize at it. And for him to stand out in that era when, you know, a lot of the times the best athlete on the team would kick, usually like a quarterback or someone who could do it, for him to stand out in that era and be that good and to be good in other positions is very special. And, you know, we practice it year-round now. Obviously, the numbers and the percentages are going to be higher, but we don't have anything else to worry about doing, so we get a lot more time to put into it. Actually, it might make it harder. Watching the old highlights, it's kind of funny to see how they could do it. I feel like it'd bash your toe in trying to do that now. I mean, that's kind of a touchy subject because I feel like if a guy was to get, you know, ostracized for being in a different position, that shows what kind of team they are. I mean, we're all in it together for one goal, which is to win. And this is a team where you don't point fingers when you lose and you take blame. And we're all trying to play good offense, defense, special teams. And there have been plenty of games where the offense plays really well and the special teams doesn't, or vice versa. And it's not a big finger pointing thing. We're just glad that we can all do our part. And, you know, you don't want any special treatment. You want to work for everything you're given. So I've never thought anything about it. You know, it's my job to come here and work hard and earn the respect of the team. And part of doing that is showing that you're not just going to show up and go through the motions. But as far as, you know, I don't know why. I think the stigma of kicking and punting and stuff like that is ancient. I mean, guys are really good now. We work really hard. All of us are pretty good athletes. I mean, the size of the guys, and they've all come from different backgrounds, played different sports. It's not just, it's, you know, I think the stigma is like find the weakest guy in the team and go put him at kicker. I mean, that kind of, that bugs me, and it's bugged me for a long time. So I've never thought like that. But I know Coach Brad Steele from day one, he's like, you're going to get in there and work out like everyone else. That's what Adam did. And I was like, okay, that doesn't bother me. I plan on doing it anyway.